I'm Lizzie Marshall. I'm the curator of Landless Bodies, which is an international exhibition that we are hosting three guests from Morocco and three artists from Arab League nations in Australia. This exhibition actually started as a journey from last year in 2017 when Casula Powerhouse was privileged enough to receive a visit from Metbi Kopi, who was here as a guest on from the ambassador to the Kingdom of Morocco in Australia. And he came to Casula Powerhouse on a learning and a sharing exercise of diplomatic cultural exchange. From this came the opportunity where I was actually invited to go to Morocco on a diplomatic cultural exchange and to investigate all the possibilities for building this exhibition, Landless Bodies, that is now opening tomorrow.
And through your engagement with the art world in Morocco, what did you learn about the culture over there in terms of visual art and how you brought that into this exhibition here?
It was an extraordinary experience. I was completely saturated and immersed in how important culture is to the Kingdom of Morocco and to its people and how seriously it is taken. I think Australia has a lot to learn about that, investing in their culture so that we can see that it's so significant from past to present to future. The thing that I found really, really interesting is that there are many exhibitions that celebrate the difference of dealing with artists from different cultures. And what I found when I was traveling and meeting with, I managed to go to five different cities in 2 weeks in Morocco, so it was pretty hectic because it is a large country like Australia geographically. Through meeting all the artists and looking through many, many collections, I realized that there was a commonality of concerns that is transnational, that it is what we are within our current frameworks are not defined by our geopolitical context, which is why I called it Landless Bodies, because it's not necessarily just about the corporeal. It is also about, you know, a body of ideas and a body of concerns, and that these are in fact significant globally within our current context.
So can you talk us through some of those concerns that exist both in the art here and in Landless Bodies?
I think that there are concerns that everyone will recognise. There is an element of systems of belief. There is certainly a very strong element of the position of women as leaders in the public and private realm. How we define some things as being necessarily feminine or necessarily masculine. I was very much inspired by the ideology of the Kingdom of Morocco, which is about inclusion and tolerance. And from that basis, I really wanted to bring this to this exhibition so that, like I said, it wasn't about celebrating cultural differences, it was about finding those commonalities between all of us. And so while it would be quite easy to assume that this is a gender-specific show because it is featuring six female artists, in fact, His Excellency Karim Medrek, who is the ambassador to the Kingdom of Morocco in Australia, I'm very much inspired by what he has said in conversations to me, that they're not just women's business, that it is men's business too. And this is true, that we can't see things as being gender-specific issues, that they are everybody's concerns socially, politically, and regardless of where you're living, whether it's diaspora or transnationally.
You mentioned it's not gender-specific, but you did still choose to feature six female works. How did you go about choosing those artists?
Look, it was a great deal of research, and that's really what a curator does is, I guess we sort of absorb ideas from the zeitgeist. You live with them a good bit and see how you can formulate them visually. So sometimes they're inherent ideas or sometimes you're affected externally by what you see. I guess for me, I know that having conversations with other people about this exhibition, that they've known my practice in exhibition making and curating and have said, oh, there's a lot of themes that you have worked with previously that are still coming through, and they're coming through really, really strongly. And I'm delighted that that's being recognized by my peers. So for me, it was a natural and intuitive referencing from internally, from my own tacit knowledge, and looking at the artists who were working with these common themes. Some of the artists, particularly the international ones, I had seen their work in collections in Morocco, and you know, was really, really excited about the opportunity of inviting them to Australia and the opportunity of bringing their work to new audiences. This is, in fact, a first to have Moroccan artists shown not just in Western Sydney, but you know, possibly in Australia.
Yeah, that was my next question. It's such an interesting thing to create a nexus between Morocco and Australia, because I've never seen any Moroccan art that I can in Australia that I can even think of. How do you think it's going to be received by Australian audiences, especially in the West? How do you think that might affect it?
Well, you know, we live in the second most diverse LGA in New South Wales. So I think that there is a beautiful acceptance among our culturally diverse community. Everything that we do in Casilla Powerhouse is, of course, about active audience engagement and community. I think that it's going to be very well received. Like I said, I think that people will be pleasantly surprised when they come to the exhibition to recognise the themes that are coming through the artworks as being pertinent to their everyday lives. And I guess further to that, it should be noted that Australia is very lucky to have an artist, Fatima Killeen, living in Canberra, who is Moroccan-Australian. And she has shown at Casilla Powerhouse before, and it's lovely to have her back showing her work here too.
What would be one thing that you would hope people would take away from attending the show?
That we have common concerns, regardless of where we live.